Hey everyone, this is John Henry Weston here for LifeSite News, bringing you breaking news out of Rome, where Pope Francis has just given an interview with America Magazine, and it touches on abortion. He talks about abortion saying this, "Therefore, there is a living human being," and he's referring, of course, to the unborn child in the womb. And then he continues, a direct quote from the Pope, "I do not say a person, because this is debated, but a living human being," end quote. Now, in the United States, personhood of the unborn child is a big deal. A whole movement called personhood rose up to demand rights for the children in the womb being protected in law. Now, the Constitution of the United States at the 14th Amendment says that, and I quote, "Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws," end quote. Now, I know this might come as a shocker, but Pope Francis, in his answer to the question on abortion, did not say something heretical. The church has actually never defined the unborn child as a person, but has always said that the unborn child has personal dignity. The people in the medieval times, did not know about the development and genetics of the child in the womb, so they debated things like, when does the soul enter the body? Now, given modern genetic understanding, it seems clear that, you know, the child is a child from conception, and that is clear, that is teaching of the church, but also the child is a person from conception, but there has been no dogmatic declaration on it. Donum Vitae, one of the documents in the church that talks about the human person, says the human being must be respected as a person from the very first instant of his existence. And Pope Francis actually did deliver that message, and here was the question and the most important part of his answer. So the question came from Gloria Purvis of America Magazine asking, "Holy Father, abortion is a heavily politicized issue in the United States. We know it's wrong, and the United States Supreme Court recently ruled that there is no constitutional right to abortion. However, it still seems to plague the church in the sense that it separates us. Should the bishops prioritize abortion in relation to other social justice issues?" Pope Francis replied, "On abortion, I can tell you these things, which I've said before. In any book of embryology, it is said that shortly before 1 month after conception, the organs and the DNA are already delineated in the tiny fetus before the mother even becomes aware. Therefore, there is a living human being. I do not say a person because this is debated, but a living human being. And I raise two questions. Is it right to get rid of a human being to resolve a problem? Second question, is it right to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? The problem arises when this reality of killing a human being is transformed into a political question, or when a pastor of the church uses political categories," end quote. So really, nothing controversial in that statement. However, in the interview with America Magazine, there was a much more controversial part, and that is the Pope's talk on polarization. Let me give that to you. So Sam Sawyer, who's a Jesuit, asked the Pope this. "We have seen," and it was in a larger question, but he was talking about polarization. And he said, in addition to polarization in politics, and here's his quotes, "We have seen not only political polarization grow deeper, but also polarization within the life of the church. How can the church respond to polarization within its own life and help respond to polarization in society?" And here's where it gets really controversial. Pope Francis says, and I quote, "Polarization is not Catholic. The more harmony there is between the differences and the opposites, the more Catholic it is. The more polarization there is, the more one loses the Catholic spirit and falls into a sectarian spirit," end quote. Well, with regard to the polarization in the church hierarchy among the bishops, that's actually very clear. It's between those bringing another, different gospel and those trying to maintain the traditional Catholic teaching, especially in the areas of life and family. And sadly, Pope Francis himself is in that mix. So one of the major areas of division is over homosexuality. There is the Father James Martin heretical approach of embracing homosexual relationships espoused by many bishops in the United States, including Cardinals Supich, Tobin, and Gregory. And then there's the traditional Catholic approach of loving those tempted with homosexuality to refrain from such behaviors for their own good, for the good of their own souls, and to recognize God's laws with regard to sexual morality. There's another area, of course, is over abortion, where those same bishops who are for the heretical approach on homosexuality tried to undermine the teaching against abortion by including, at the same level, issues which are not at all at the same level as abortion, such as immigration and climate change. And sadly, Pope Francis falls into that camp on both issues. So yes, there is division or polarization, but just blithely accepting falsehoods alongside the truth is not the way to go. In fact, the scriptures are very clear on how to deal with those presenting falsehoods in the church. In 1 Corinthians 5:11, St. Paul says, and I quote for you, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of a brother, i.e. a fellow Catholic, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, reviler, drunker, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one." And in fact, there's clarity because in Romans, he explains further. In the letter to the Romans at chapter 16, verse 17, Paul writes, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses." So there we are talking about divisions. And he says, "But divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." So this is what we're talking about. Yes, divisions along the lines of doctrine. And that's what these heretical bishops and priests are doing. St. John also says exactly the same thing in his second letter, where he writes at verse 10 and 11, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine," that's the doctrine of the apostles of the church of Christ, "do not receive them into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds." But what about the fact that this is coming from Pope Francis and so many cardinals and bishops? Well, St. Paul actually, by the way, who condemned homosexuality, if you want to read that, read Romans 1. But St. Paul has the answer for our question about these new theories, these new doctrines coming from Pope Francis and cardinals and bishops. And that's coming from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, where St. Paul wrote these words, and I quote, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody preaching to you a gospel is preaching to you a gospel other than what you that which you accepted, let him be accursed." And he, St. Paul continues, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ," end quote. And that says it all. For Life Site News, this is John Henry Weston. May God bless you.